Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Chatzi Shir Aser Min HaTorah. In the previous shiur, we saw a big yisod that the Rambam has a special limud from the pasuk of Lo Yochel, that you're not allowed even a Chatzi Shir of Chometz. We asked, Chatzi Shir was anyway Aser Min HaTorah? And the answer we gave is that the Maral Nach says that the Isser of Kol Chelev is different than the Isser of Chametz. Because Kol Chelev, from where you learn a Surei Chatzi Shir, is never had a Shas Kosher. Chelev was never Mutter. Chametz was. Therefore, you can't learn Chametz from Chelev. It needs its own Limud. And we said, what about Yom Kippur? Where do you get a Chatzi Shir? The Gemara says Chatzi Shir is also in Yom Kippur. Where do you learn Yom Kippur? The answer is you learn Yom Kippur from Pesach. Why don't you learn Yudalit? Chatzi Shir, the Maral Nach says, is Mutter on Yudalit. The answer is, because if you eat a whole Shir on Yudalit of Chametz, it's not going to be an Isser Kares. But Yom Kippur and Pesach, where both days there's not an Isser Chetz, there's only a Isser Gavra, and we made a Harchoka not to eat a Chatzi Shir, lest the person come to eat a Shir Shalei. Masha'en Ken, those are Isser Kares, Masha'en Ken Yudalit, which is only an Isser Lav. There's no Harchoka there. And therefore, there's no Yitzhar of Chatzi Shir, according to the Maral Nach, an Erev Paisach. That is, in a nutshell, what we covered in the 14 minutes, approximately, of the previous session. The Ran, we're basing this in the Sefer Dibros Ariel and Simen Nun Gimel. The Ran, in Shavuos and of Chof Beis Amud Beis, Mi Daftes Midape Harif, brings the Shita of the Rishonim, that somebody who takes an oath that he will not eat a kezayis lechatchila, he is allowed to eat a half a zayis, because you can't compare this to other esurim in the Torah, where we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that chatzi shir is also in the Torah, because hani mili b'surei Torah, but shvu is an isur abame atzmo, and since he was only nishban a kezayis, pachos mikezayis is heter gomer. The Ran argues with these Rishonim, and he holds that even in a Shvua there's an Isra of Chatzi Shir, he self calls self, it's chazi litzterufe l'shir shalem. Now, according to those Rishonim who hold that it is mutter b'chatzi shir, we have to understand why is it different than Chatzi Shir and Yom Kippur. There, it's only a harchaka, and because of chazi litzterufe, the cheftza, the Isser, is not there on Yom Kippur. And there is also not Yisuve Daite in a Chatzi Shir, like the Achiezer brings in Chelek Beisim and Chof Aleph from the Ra and the Rivash, that in Achilas Chatzi Shir and Yom Kippur, there's no Bittel Inui, and he's considered a Misa'ane, and the Isser is only because of an Isser Chatzi Shir, but there's no Bittel Inui. So, Bechrech, the Isser on Yom Kippur, is a Harchaka from a whole Shir, since it's Chazi Litzterufe. So why don't we say the same thing about a Shavua? That a Chatzi Shir is going to be Aser because of Harchaka, just like Yom Kippur. So we have to understand this sheet of Rishonim, that a Chatzi Shir is Mutter in a Shavua. Based on what we explained in the sheet of the Maharal Nach, it comes out very well. And we can say that these Rishonim hold that the Yalfusa to Aser a Chatzi Shir because of Harchaka and because of Chazi Litzterufe is only on Chometz BePesach. That's where we have a Pasuk Lo'echol Chometz. And we can only learn a Surei Kares like Yom Kippur, but not a Surei Lavin like Shavua. Beautiful. However, according to this, we have to understand now the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Misha Nishba Shlochal Ayom Klum, Ve'ocha Pochas Mikashir, Potter, De'ein Achila Pchusa Mikazayas, Vareu Ka'ochel Chatzi Shir, Minavelos Vitrefus Vachayotze Bayem, Ad Kan Lishono. Somebody who took an oath that he's not going to eat today anything, and he ate less than a half. He ate less than a shear. He's putter. Because achila is not called achila, but it's less than a kezayis. So it's like he ate a chatzi shear of nevelus and shreifus. So the Rambam says he's putter, but he compares it to eating a chatzi shear, nevelus, and shreifus. So there is an isser of eating a chatzi shear. Dun, 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 dun. So it's mucha according to this, that there is, according to the Rambam at least, a chiyuv harchaka, even on isurim, that you're not chayav kares on them, and you can learn from Chametz and Pesach, that the Torah is choshev chazalitz darufe, in all the Surei Torah. You can learn from there even Chayvei Lavin. Oy bazoy, it's mistaber, that even Chametz and Yudalid, that the Isser is belav, velo bekaris, it's also going to be Asur Chatzi Shir. And the Ma'al Nach, who says that there's no Isser of Chatzi Shir of Chametz on the day of Yudalid, is only Shayach according to those Rishonim who hold that in the Shavua there's no Isser Chatzi Shir. They're only Lavin, but according to the Rambam and the Ran, that in a Shavua were Choshish for Isser Chatzi Shir, you would then have to say that Chometz and Yudalid, which if you eat a whole Shir is a Lav, you're also going to have an Isser Chatzi Shir, you're also going to have a Siyag, a Geder, a Archaka, for eating Chometz and Yudalid Vidok. The Or Sameach, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah, Halacha Zayin, was Marich Levayer, that there is a machlokes between the Shas Bavli and the Shas Yerushalmi legabe Isser Chodosh kodem lahavoas haomer. Is it an Isser Gavra or is it an Isser Cheftza? And look there in the Or Sameach, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah Halacha Zayin, who's mochiach that the opinion of the Bavli is that it's an Isser Cheftza. And as long as the Omer wasn't Matir the Chodesh, it's a Cheftza de Isser. And according to the Yerushalmi, it's an Isser Gavra. It's an Isser on the Gavra that he shouldn't eat from the new Tvua until the Omer is brought, even though the Cheftza of Chodesh is a Cheftza of Heter Ayin Sham. According to what we explained in the sheet of the Maral Nach, that an Isurei Gavra, there is no Isser of Chatzi Shir unless it is those where you are Chayav Kares, like Chometz and Pesach and Yom Kippur. If so, Chodosh, where there's an Isser Lav, would a Chatzi Shir of Chodosh be Asur or Mutter? So the answer is it would be Talui in the Machlokas Bavli v'Yerushalmi. According to the Yerushalmi, that Chodosh is an Isser Gavra, and it's only an Isser Lav and not Kares, there's going to be no Isser of Chatzi Shir min HaTorah. Just like Chometz and Yudalid, that the Suro is only a Lav. And according to the Maral Nach, the Chatzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah. Masha Enkein, the Bavli, that holds that it's an Isser Cheftza, there would be an Isser of Chodosh Min HaTorah. We learn from Kol Chelev that even a kol shu of a cheftza de iser is going to be asur. So according to the Yerushalmi, that it's an iser gavra, a chatzi shir of chadash would be mutter, because according to the Maral Nach, in Lavin, if there is surei gavra, a chatzi shir is mutter. And according to that's the Yerushalmi, according to the Bavli, where it's an iser cheftza, so a chatzi shir of an iser cheftza is asur. It's learned from Kol Chelev, and therefore a chatzi shir of chadash would be asur. How beautiful is that? So let's continue. In Yuma and Gimel Amid Beis in the Mishnah, it says, Yom HaKippurim Aser Ba'achilu B'Shtiur B'Chitzu B'Sicho V'Nilas Sandal. You can be allowed to eat, drink, wash, anoint, and put on shoes. The Gemara in Ayin Vav says that these five Inuyim are Keneged Me, Keneged the five Inuyim that it says in the Torah. Five times it's Inuyim in the Torah. And the Sheoltas of Rabbi Chai Gon and Sheolta Kuf Samach Zayin, he writes, De Azhar Rinhu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Li Yisrael Lemeitav B'Ta'anita Be'asara B'Tishrei Ve'asur Ba'achilau V'Shtiyau V'Nilat HaSandal V'Chitza V'Tzicha V'Tashmish HaMita Mideoraita Minalan Chameshinu Yim K'tiv. So the God warned us to sit in a tainus on the 10th of Tishrei, and we're not allowed to eat, and we're not allowed to drink, and we're not allowed to put on leather shoes, we're not allowed to wash, we're not allowed to anoint ourselves, and we're not allowed to be intimate with our wives. How do we know that this is Min HaTorah? So you see that the Shultis holds that all Chamesh Sinuyim are Asur and Yom Kippur Midoraisa, and so holds the Ran B'Shitas HaRamav that all Chamesh Sinuyim are Asur and Yom Kippur Midoraisa. However, the Rosh in Siman Aleph argues and holds that all the Inuyim except for Achil and Shtia are only Asur Midorabanan. V'hachi mashma lishad the Gemara dekomer hani nuim kineged me v'lo kamer minolan or mehecha nafkalan ela kineged me u'mashma shesholim yeshlam shum remez min haTorah. This word kineged me, says the Rush, is mashma is there some sort of remez min haTorah, but it's not really me de oraisa. V'od darish mechamei shenuim dekra gam achila v'shtia v'hidrasha v'adei remez be'almu d'achila v'shtia darish lamikra u'migzei rasha v'biyum ayin dalet amid beiz. So it's clear that the when we learn out the inui of achila and shtia, it has to be a remez, because achila and shtia we get explicitly from the pasuk in a different place. So it must be a remez, since that's only an asmachta. They're all asmachtas, and the meila, the chamisha inuyim, except for achila and shtia, the other inuyim are only midrabanan according to the Rush. The nitziv in his hamek sheela to shilta kuf samach zayin on page 293 writes to be miyashiv to reich sadigim. Writes to be miyashiv the shiltis that we darshan from the five inuyim to achila and shtia is not just a remez. It is a drasha gmura min haTorah. And that the Rush asks, I and Yuma Ayin Dalid, we learn Achila and Shtia from a different pasuk and from Gzera Shava. So then why do, so we're learning it over here again by the Inuyim. That one of the Inuyim is alluding to Achila and Shtia. Why do we need that for? It's obviously only a remez. It's not for real, because we already have an explicit limit for the Achila and Shtia. It's not Shver at all, says the Netziv. The Be'emes, you need both Limudim. And the nafkamina is that from the Alfusan daf ayin dalet amid beis tanu es nafsho seichem v'avadati es hanefesh ayin sham. We learn an inui that has avedas hanefesh, and that's achila and shtia. And we only learn from there eating that has a shir kakoseves and drinking that has melo lugmav. But chatzi shir you don't learn from there. From the Jerusha that's brought on Ayin Vav, Amad Aleph, that you learn from Tanu and Vinisem, that you learn Isser Achilan Shtia, we aser even a Chatsi Shir, and even a Tima, even just tasting Min HaTorah. The Torah asserted rechitza and sicha, and eating a chatzi shir is no less than sicha and rechitza, because sof, the inui is misbatel a little bit. And for this reason, it says in the Yerushalmi in Trumot, in the sixth perek, that even according to Reish Lakish, who holds that chatzi shir is mutar min haTorah, however, Reish Lakish is modeh that on Yom Kippur, Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, and that's for this reason, that even though a Chatzi Shir is not considered Achila, nevertheless, it's no less than Rechitza, that the goof is Nene, so to a Chatzi Shir, sof, the goof is Nene, and we learn from Tanu and V'inisem that this Chatzi Shir is Asur. So all the Chamesh Sinuyim that are learned from Tanu and V'inisem are mi de oraisa. Look there in the Netziv, who explains the Suvi Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, that it should not be a stira to what he says. So, kumt ois, from the words of the Netziv, that the Isser of Chatzi Shir on Yom Kippur is not learned from the Isser, from the Dinah Kloli of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. Rather, there is a special limud for learning Chatzi Shir on Yom Kippur. And there is a grace in Afgamina, according to the Noda Yehuda and the Rebbe Kiva Eger, that we mentioned the previous shir, that if you eat a chatzi shir at the end of Yom Kippur, it is not usher, because it's not chazi, litzterufe, and to be mashlim, the ashir shalem, on Yom Kippur. So we can say that according to this svar of the Noda Yehuda and Rebbe Kiva Eger, it's only shayach where the Isser of Chatzi Shir is Mikoach Hadina Kloli of Chatzi Shir is Aser because of Chazi Litzterufe. For example, you drink a Chatzi Shir the last second of Nezirus, that the Isser is only out Chazi Litzterufe. And there the Noda Yehuda writes very well, Rabbi Kivegra has the suffix, that on the Rego HaAcharon, where it is not chazi litzterufe, there is going to be no iser. Mashen ken on Yom Kippur, that chatzi shir is aser, not because of chazi litzterufe, but rather we have special psukim of vinisem to aser chatzi shir on Yom Kippur, because sof sof his goof is nene, and he's not ma'una on Yom Kippur. If so, it's aser even on the last second of Yom Kippur, it's aser batzmuso, because it's not just a din in chazi litzterufe, because sof kol sof his goof is nene, and he's not ma'una on Yom Kippur. And just like according to the note we use the pasuk was begal that chometz on Pesach chatzis shir is going to be usher be'etzem even at the end of the day, not only al tchazil it's terufe, and that was the Rambam's chiddush bringing the pasuk chometz. So too we can say according to the Netziv on Yom Kippur a chatzis shir is going to be usher ba'aseh even on the last second on Yom Kippur, because sof sof you're not meuna then. Ve'al pi divrei on Netziv we have another yishuv for the Maral Nach, who writes that chametz on Pesach, since it had a shas kosher, you can't learn from kol chelef, and therefore the Rambam needed a special pasuk leochol chametz to aser a chatzis shir of chametz on Pesach. And we brought the kash of the achronim that if that's the case, minolon, that on Yom Kippur we're going to aser a chatzis shir. Aye, on Yom Kippur, the Machal also had a Shas Kosher. So according to the Netziv, it's not Shver at all. And we could say, Ein Achinami. Pesach is learned from Lo Yechol Chametz. And Yom Kippur is learned from another Yalfusa, from Tanun V'Nisan. And not from the Din HaKlali of Chatzis Shir, Asur B'chol HaTorah, that's learned from Kol Chelev. And Ein Achinami, from Kol Chelev, there is no Yalfusa to learn a Chatzis Shir on Yom Kippur because it had a Shas Kosher. And that we learn in the Gemara and Yud Gimel that Chatzis Shir on Yom Kippur is Asur, it's from the special Yalfusa Yom Kippur of Tanu V'Nisan. And in fact, the Prima Gadim in Arachayim Tafreshid Beis in the Mishpitzot Zav in Oz Dalid says just that. That according to the Maral Nach, Chatzis Shir is Aser on Yom Kippur, Mikoach Lesei Avinisem, and not from the Din Klali of Chatzis Shir, Aser Min HaTorah. The Chacham Tzvi in his Tshuvis in Simen Peivav is Mechadesh that the Torah only Aser to Chatzis Shir when he did a maisa that was machshiv that pachas mikashir. But if you're mashe chometz beveso and you're not doing any maisa to show that you're machshiv it, you're just leaving it in your house and you're not mevarit, since you're not doing anything to show that you're machshiv it, the Torah didn't aser it. The Kilas Yankiv in Psachim and Simon Chof Aleph writes that according to this Shita, if a person eats a ta'aroves that has a pachas mikazayis iser, he's not over min ha-Torah and the iser of achilas chatzis shir. Why? Because the whole iser of chatzis shir is only because you're machshiv it in your achila. But if it's b'ta'aroves and you're not machshiv it, you're eating it, you're not machshiv it because you're eating the ta'aroves because of the heter and not because of the ta'aroves iser. And he brings from the Chassam Sofer and the Chavis Das that they write ke'ein ze ayin sham in the Kilas Yaakov and Simen Chof Aleph. Based on this, we have another yishuv for the Kash of the Achronim and the Rambam. Why did he need to learn an Isser of Chatzis Shir and Chometz from the Pasuk of Lo Yochol Chometz? Typically, that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that Chatzis Shir is Aser B'chol HaTorah. Now we can answer that the extra Pasuk of Chometz that the Rambam learns from is coming to teach us that the Isser of Chatzis Shir and Chometz is not like other Chatzis Shirs of Isser that are only Aser when you're Machshivit. Rather, Chometz, the Torah Asered in all instances, even a Mashahu, and even if you weren't machshivit, because if you're machshivit, you can learn from the general din of Chatzis Shir Aser Min HaTorah. So bechrech it's coming to ask you when you're not machshivit, and the nafka mina is a Chatzis Shiur Chametz b'ta'arovet, that if you ate the whole ta'arovet, you're over, and the Yisra B'chil is Chatzis Shir Chametz, and it's not like other chatzi shears that the us that the iser is only. It's only usr when you're achshavayit, when you're machshavit, and taroves, you're not over, like the Ilus Yaakov said. That's why we need a pasuk in Chomei to tell us that even if you're not machshavit, even if you eat it as a taroves, the chatzi shear is still usr. And with that, we conclude this lecture. So we saw some gishmak zachin. We saw in these, it was a two-part shir, but we saw the Rambam, the analogy of chatzi shir of chametz. He is especially alfusa, and everybody says, what do you need especially alfusa for? Chatzi shir is always asur min haTorah. And the Tzlach says that even if you eat the mechadish, even if you eat it at the very end of Pesach, when it's not chazil, it's derufe. The Mishnah Lamelech says that it's, you can't learn chatzi shir from kol chelev, because there's, by kol chelev, there is no shas kosher, whereas chometz has a shas kosher, so maybe it's not also chatzi shir, so you need a special limud. Aye, what are you going to do with Yom Kippur, the chatzi shir on Yom Kippur? Why is that going to be aser? So perhaps he learned it from Pesach, because chatzi shir of Isser also has a shas kosher from Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur. And but not, the Maral Nach says, but not Yedalid, not Chometz on Pesach, on Erev Pesach. And we said there's a difference, because that's only in Isser Lav, and Yom Kippur and Pesach are Isurei Kares. We saw Machlokes by Shvua. Is it an usher to eat a chatzi shir when you make a shvua to eat a shir? So we saw Machlokas, the Rambam paskins, that there is an isser. Ah, it's only a lav. So the Maal Nach is only going to be shaykh, that the isser, just like an Erev Yom Kippur, it's not usher gets the lav. He's also going to hold like those Rishonim, who say, not like the Rambam, that you're not allowed to eat a chatzi shir of a shavua, because you're not going to make a harchoka when it's only a lav. The Rambam says you do make a harchoka when it's a lav by shavua. The Or Sameach says the machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi is chadash and iser gavra and iser chevtza. According to the Yerushalmi, that it's an Isser Gavra, Chatzi Shir would be Mutter, according to the Maral Nach. And because he's Matir, because he holds the Surei Gavra, are not going to be Usser. Kol Chelev is an Isser Chefze. You can't learn a Surei Gavra from Kol Chelev. And according to the Bavli, that it's an Isser Chefze. So chatzi shir of chodesh is going to be aser. We saw machlokas about the chamisha inuyim. Are they midoraisa or not? And we saw that according to the she'iltas held that it is, and the other rishonim argue with the Rosh argues with the Shiltas. And then it's Siv, says a Chiddush, that the Isser of Chatzi Shir and Yom Kippur is not learned from the Din HaKlali of Chatzi Rosh Min HaTorah. There's a special Limud from Tanu and Vinisim, and therefore it's going to be Usser Bat Smuso even at the very end of Yom Kippur. And we saw the Chacham Tzvi that a chatzi shir is only usher when achshavei, and that would be why we would need a pasuk to tell us that chatzi shir of chametz is going to be usher even if lo achshavei, even if you ate it as part of a taharoves. So that is a sikum tamsiti of what we learn, and we should be zochem yit Hashem to continue learning such geshmak Torah. It's beautiful, Rabosai. I hope this brings us closer. I hope there's more ava between us. It says that first you're oivim zelazen and you're ovim zeze. So I hope now we're more ovim zeze now that we finish this year. And we should be zochel lomod lulamid lishmo v'lasu l'kayim is called divrei salma torah sabi ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.